Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello everyone, this episode of Luke's English Podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. If you'd like to download a free audiobook, just visit audibletrial.com/teacherluke or just click one of the buttons on my website that says Audible and you'll be able to get a free audiobook. And that's not bad, is it? No, it isn't. Okay, now let's continue with episode number 300 of this podcast. Here we go. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this landmark episode of Luke's English Podcast. This is it. This is the triple century, 300 episodes of Luke's English Podcast. And we started in the previous part by first of all talking about the significance of the number 300, and we learned that, well, basically 300's not that significant in history or even in sort of made up pseudoscience, but nevertheless it's a big number, isn't it? It's a big number. I never really expected to get all the way up to 300. I don't know what I expected to get to, but anyway, 300 is a lot. And that's good. We like big numbers, don't we, in the world as human beings? We love things that have, you know, high values, like big numbers, big mountains, big lakes, big rivers, whatever's big and tall and lasted a long time, we like it. So 300 seems to be part of that category somehow. It's sort of a big number and it's worth celebrating in some way. In the previous part of this episode, you heard me attempt to talk about the significance of the number 300 in history, but then also we got into the real sort of meat of the episode, and that was to listen to various messages which had been sent to me, not by listeners, but in fact by previous guests that I'd had on the podcast. Now, I've had lots of people on Luke's English Podcast over the years, a lot of my friends, my colleagues, and various other interesting people I've met. And so let's continue listening to those messages. And I think the last one that we heard, the last one that we heard was, I believe, Sebastian Marx. And Sebastian was he first appeared in episode number 130. So we're now going to carry on. And who's next? Well, it's none other than the cyclist himself, Mr. Ben Fisher. So, are you ready? Let's carry on with this exploration into the 300th episode of Luke's English Podcast. Without any further ado, let's carry on listening to messages from my guests. Here we go. Next is episode number 136, and that's the first time I spoke to my friend Ben Fisher, who decided for some crazy reason to go on a massive bike ride, and he decided to ride all the way from London to Paris, including a whole section across the ocean. But let's not worry too much about how he managed to do that. If you want to hear about the whole adventure, you can go back to episode number 136, and it's a particularly good one. And he came back almost exactly a year afterwards to tell me about another insane cycling expedition he'd done, in which he cycled for days and days upon end from the north coast of France all the way down to the south coast of France. And that's quite a long journey. And so they're both interesting episodes full of full of drama, full of action and adventure and lesbians and things. So go back to episode number 136 to listen to Ben Fisher talking about his cycling experiences. And I'm now going to play you Ben's message. So where is it? I'm just going to find it and then I'll play it to you.
Hi, Luke. Ben here. Massive congratulations on reaching 300 episodes of the superb Luke's English Podcast. I'm proud to have featured on a grand total 0.67% of those episodes, during which you've given me the platform to promote my peddling propaganda to the populace. No cycling trips for me this year. I've now got a baby to look after, but you never know, we might get the chance to record one more episode together when I go out on tour with my son, because whether he likes it or not, he's getting dragged around Europe in a trailer. Well done on reaching the triple century. Keep up the good work. And a big hello to all your listeners all over the world. And thanks for their kind comments about my episodes. Cheers, Luke.
Whoa. Wow, that was loud. Thanks, Ben. I suppose that was a bicycle bell, wasn't it? Like a bicycle bell? Yeah, of course, that's what it's called. So Ben there has got an interest in statistics, and apparently, what was it, 0.6 something percent of the 300 episodes he's appeared in. Well, the two episodes he did appear in are two of my favourites, and I really enjoyed talking to Ben. So there you go, Ben Fisher talking about his bike. Right, now, who's next? Who is next, ladies and gentlemen? Who is next? Right, well, episode number 143, I went to the flat of a friend of mine called Robert Hain. Remember him? Episode number 143 was called A Cup of Tea with Robert Hain, and that's when I went to his flat, and we made a ridiculous cocktail of different types of tea, and we sat down and we talked about what it's like to be an American person who moved to Europe, and we talked about Rob's experiences of training to become a clown and being an actor, and then his also we talked about the relationship between America and the rest of the world. And in fact, this episode was a little bit controversial, because it I think Robert, with some of his slightly controversial comments, I think he upset a few of my listeners. But you see, the thing is about Rob, he's a clown, he's a joker, he's an actor. And in fact, in the episode, he was playing the part of an arrogant American. And in fact, he's not really that arrogant. Rob is actually an absolutely lovely guy, a proud father of two kids, one of them fairly recently born. What's going on? Why are all my friends having kids? Well, I suppose they're sort of, you know, perpetuating the human race, aren't they? It's probably only a matter of time before I produce offspring of my own, and then what will happen to Luke's English Podcast? Well, that's another question, isn't it? Anyway, Robert Hain is a lovely guy, and it was a lot of fun having him on the podcast. And here is Robert's message. Where is it? Here it is. Oh, no, it isn't. Okay, just bear with me, and I'll play it to you. Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Robert Hain, the super obnoxious American from Luke's English Podcast, episode 143. Sorry I offended some of you, and I hope you continue listening to Luke's English Podcast. Congratulations on 300 episodes, and I hope you get 300 more. And I look forward to being back again on the podcast. Lol.
So I'm going to have to invite Rob back on the podcast, I think, in order to make amends for any offence that he caused. I don't think he caused that much offence anyway, so it's fine. So that was Rob Hain, episode number 143. Let's move on to episode number 158. And who did I have on the podcast there? Well, that was the first appearance of Paul Taylor, and he featured in an episode which was called A Cup of Christmas Tea with Paul Taylor, where we talked about Paul's experiences of living in different countries. I also got Paul to do various different accents, and we had a lot of fun improvising different scenes in different accents. So that was episode 158. And of course, now Paul is quite a regular contributor to Luke's English Podcast, and he's been in episodes like Catching Up with Paul and Amber, The Bad Haircut Situation, Fixed Expressions, The Vocab Battle, and of course recently the Bank Robbery episode. So let's listen to Paul Taylor's comment, and here it is.
Hello, listeners of Luke's English Podcast. This is Paul Taylor here. Hello and welcome to the 300th podcast. That is quite a difficult thing to say, 300th. There's too many THs in there, too many thths. Anyway, Luke, congratulations, number 300. We never thought you'd make it this far. Thank you for inviting me onto the podcast onto the podcast so many times. I'm glad I could contribute to the success, and I look forward to collaborating some more on some different episodes. And for the listeners out there, keep listening, keep sharing Luke's English Podcast with your friends and anyone who's learning English. because it is a fantastic way just to listen to a couple of people or just one person talking for about an hour. It's great practice. So if you want to learn English, this is what you got to do. Share the Facebook page, the Twitter account, everything. And also come and see our live show, which is Sorry, We're English. More details on Luke's website. Thanks very much and enjoy this episode.
Paul Taylor there. You know his voice pretty well, I would imagine, by now. And hot on the heels of Paul Taylor in episode 158, we had in episode number 161, none other than the lovely Amber Minogue. And she was on the podcast talking about being pregnant and having a baby, because at that time she hadn't had her kid yet. Since then, she's been on the podcast. And in fact, her little boy, Hugo, has been on the podcast as well. But back in episode number 161, Amber was still pregnant, very pregnant, in fact, almost fully about as pregnant as you can be. And she talked all about having a baby. And so Amber was nice enough to send me a message, and you're going to listen to it right now. So here's the lovely voice of Amber Minogue.
Hello, the Lepsters. Well, first of all, well done, Luke. 300 episodes. That's fantastic. I've really enjoyed appearing on the podcast and taking part in games and having all sorts of fun. And I've been really touched by a lot of the kind comments that you've often left after podcasts that I've appeared in. So carry on listening, Luke. Carry on making great podcasts. And here's to the next 300.
Amber Minogue there, hasn't she got a lovely voice, eh? I know that, like, you know, so many people around the world are falling in love with Amber's voice, and rightly so. It's a lovely sounding voice. Now, episode number 165, I hope, was one that appealed to football fans all over the world, because we talked about Premier League football. So that was all about the UK's Premiership. It's actually the English Premiership. And so I had my friend James Simpson, who watches a lot of Premiership games on telly. And so James and I talked all about Premiership football. And here's the message that James sent me.
Hello, listeners, and hello, Luke. I'm James. I featured in an episode about Premier League football. Really enjoyed being part of this fantastic podcast. 300 episodes, get in, back of the net. You've played a blinder, Luke, you little beauty. But remember, the whistle's not been blown, so keep on going. Let's have another 300.
Thank you, James Simpson. There, go back to episode number 165 if you want to hear us bantering about football in England. Episode number 169, I had another guest on the podcast, and we had a cup of tea and a bit of a chat. Do you remember who that was? Well, it was a friend of mine from Australia. It was a good chance to listen to a bit of Australian English on the podcast. And if you remember, I spoke to writer, comedian Daniel Burt, who I'm very jealous of, because he has met Sherlock Holmes, and he's met Bilbo Baggins and John Watson, all of these people. In fact, he met Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. But also he talked about Australia and some Australian expressions, and we kind of, you know, explored Australian English a little bit. So that was fun. So this is Daniel Burt, all the way from Down Under. I think he's in Melbourne at the moment. So this is Daniel Burt.
Hello, it's Daniel Burt here, writer, comedian, Australian, all-round damaged individual. And I want to say congratulations to Teacher Luke for notching up 300 shows. Wow. They said it wouldn't happen. And I won't tell you who they are. Might hurt your feelings. But they said it, and you've shown them. So thank you for having me on your podcast. It was the highlight of, if not my life, at least that afternoon. It was absolutely epic. And here's to 300 more, mate. Unless you don't want to do that many more, in which case, you know, here's to the next couple. Just to say you got to 300. Ciao.
Daniel Burt there, all the way from Melbourne, down under in Australia, where everything's upside down, apparently. It's not, of course. That's stupid. But that was Daniel Burt. Next person you're going to know. You're going to know the voice of the next person. She almost sort of needs no introduction, really. So I'm just going to play the message to you. Here is someone you probably know from episode number 168.
Hey Luke, how's it going? This is Lindsay from All Ears English and IELTS Energy. Congratulations on episode 300. That is a great milestone. I know that your listeners love your funny style and your special way of teaching English. So I want to encourage you and your audience to get to episode 400. Way to go.
Yes, that is the target, I suppose, now, isn't it? I've got to try and go all the way to 400. Right, let's do it. Okay, let's do it. Let's get to 400 episodes nice and swiftly. So that was Lindsay, of course, from All Ears English, and her super enthusiastic voice. Nice to get the support from Lindsay there. Now, in episode number 203, I spoke to a friend of mine who I hadn't seen for quite a long time, and his name was Peter Siddell, and he was a mate who I used to live with in Japan. So the episode was called The Flatmate from Japan. And so I'm now going to play you Peter's comments. It's a quick one. And again, he recorded this one live on stage in front of an audience. It's a very quick message, but here it is.
Before the jokes, I have a little favour to ask. I'm recording this. My friend Luke has just recorded the 300th edition of his podcast. I have to make a message, so on three, can we all shout, "Well done, Luke"? So one, two, three.
Well done, Luke!
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. That's Pete's message. Thank you very much, Peter. It's nice to get messages recorded live on stage. So there you go. Peter Siddell and his experiences of living in Japan. Episode number 203, that was. Episode number 210 was around this time last year, I think. And I spoke to a very funny man indeed. Now, he's one of my favourite comedians that I know. A hilarious guy. And even though his English isn't absolutely 100%, I just admire the way that this guy uses English and uses it in a very funny way. And so you're now going to listen to my mate, Noman Hosni, and this is his message.
For all the listeners to Luke and for you, Luke, I want to congratulate you, for my English, to congratulate you for your 30 podcast. 300. 300. That's ridiculous. For real. Wow. Great job. 300. That's a lot. Fuck the Brits. Come on. 300. 300 podcast. That's a lot. I'm in love. I think I'm in love. To all the listeners, I want to say that I'm officially in love with Luke Thompson.
Wow. I'm quite flattered by that, in fact. So that was Noman Hosni, who is originally from Iraq, has lived in Switzerland and in France as well. He's from all over the place. And he is all over the place, if you know him. So anyway, that was Noman Hosni. Now, I also had another friend of mine from another part of the world, because I like to have different, you know, voices and different countries and nationalities on the podcast. And I spoke to my friend Corneliu Dragomirescu, which you'll remember means the son of the dragon tamer. And he is from Romania. So we talked. We had a really long and really interesting and really sort of enjoyable conversation about all sorts of things, including what it was like to grow up in Romania. And particularly about films, because Corneliu is a huge film buff. And so it was a pleasure to have Corneliu on the podcast. And this is, he came from episode number 220. Here's Corneliu's message.
Hi, everybody. This is Corneliu Dragomirescu. I've had the pleasure of being featured in not one, but two episodes of the podcast. So when I heard that we're going to celebrate 300 episodes of Luke's podcast, I knew I wanted to be part of it. Congrats, Luke, for a great job. Keep on doing it. And congrats, everybody, for listening and getting better at your English. Now, my problem is that I already speak English, but if I could, I would erase all that just to be able to study with Luke all over again. Anyway, the podcast is great listening, even if you know English, or especially if you do. So keep on listening, and I hope Luke's gonna continue to do it, yeah, forever, with the same style and panache. So keep on doing it, and happy listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cornelio. Lovely to hear from you again. Right, so episode number 223 was the one in which I spoke to the winner of the Your English Podcast competition, and I thought that it would be appropriate to feature him in this episode too. So you're now going to hear the voice of Edgar Hernandez, who won that competition from last year, and here's his message.
Hello, Luke. Hello, everyone. This is Edgar from Mexico. I hope you're okay. I'm recording this message to tell you congratulations, Luke, on your 300 episodes of the podcast. It's been quite an honor to me to be part of this amazing community which is Luke's English Podcast. I'm so grateful with you and for all the knowledge you've shared with all of us. The world needs more people like you, Luke, who love teaching what they know without expecting anything in return, doing it just for the joy of it and making the world a better place to live in. Thank you so, so much for all your effort doing this. I've not only learned English, culture, comedy, but also met wonderful people. Just to finish, I would also like to share a quote. From humble beginnings come great things. That's why your podcast is what it is now. Stay humble, Luke. Lovely. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you, Edgar. From humble beginnings come great things. Wow. Okay, well, let's hope that that proves to be true. Thank you, Edgar, for your comments and your message. Episode number 243, in that one, I spoke to a friend of mine who I've known for quite a long time, and someone who I started out as an English teacher working with in Japan, and that was my mate Mike Bruce. And Mike is a really interesting guy because these days he loves to take on these big teaching challenges, and he likes to go to different countries which are really different to where he's from. Now, Mike's originally from Scotland, near St Andrews, where golf was invented. And in episode number 243, Mike told me about a really life-changing experience that he had teaching in Africa, in Ghana. And it was a really, really fascinating episode, in my opinion. And so now you can listen to Mike's message. So here he is.
Hi, Luke's podcast listeners. My name is Mike, and I participated in one of Luke's shows in November 2014. I think that's when it was, or it could have been this year. My memory is very bad. I spoke about my experience of going to Africa, and it was a great privilege to be invited by Luke to participate in his show. I've known Luke for quite a long time, and for him to achieve the 300 episodes on his show is quite remarkable. It's been fantastic to see how Luke's developed into such a creative teacher, and I think his show is fantastic, not only for people to develop their English, but I think also in broader terms, in terms of for everyone to learn about language. I think it's fantastic. I hope you keep listening to Luke's shows, and I hope Luke continues to do this. Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Thanks, Mike. Lovely to hear from Mike Bruce there, old mate of mine. Episode number 253 was a really cool episode. And in that one, I had none other than Jason Levine in my flat talking to me about English teaching. Jason Levine also goes by the name of Fluency MC. And if you've listened to the episode, then you'll know that Jason, amongst other teaching techniques, he also uses rapping in the classroom, which is really kind of innovative. No one else is doing it. He actually uses rapping to help students remember vocabulary and to help them understand grammar rules and things like that. So I invited Jason, or Fluency MC, into the flat, and we talked about English teaching, and he also did some rapping live on the podcast, and it was really brilliant. That was episode number 253, and Jason has sent me a message, which is really nice, so I'll play that message to you right now. Here he is, Fluency MC himself, Jason Levine.
Hey, Luke Love, this is Jace, also known as FluentCMC, here to wish you a happy, happy 300th episode. Congratulations, my man. You have an incredible podcast. I'm really glad I could be a guest. Hope I can come back, say what's up to your listeners again. Oh, that reminds me. What's up, listeners? Followers of Luke's podcast, you got it going on. Peace and much respect.
Jason Levine, a.k.a. FluentCMC there. Don't forget, you can check out FluentCMC's website. Just go to fluencymc.com, where you can actually sign up for his free English practice program, which will also include his YouTube songbook. So you can get all the lyrics to all his YouTube tracks, and they are absolute smash hits on YouTube. Millions of views for his videos. For example, Stick Stuck Stuck, which is the phrasal verb rap. It's kind of a famous one. Now we're moving up to a more recent time, and so we are now looking at episode number 277, 278, and 279. And those episodes featured a friend of mine called Marcus Keeley, who's from Northern Ireland. And it was great to finally have someone from that part of the world on the podcast. And I spoke to Marcus about a number of things. We talked a little bit about Northern Ireland and what life is really like in Northern Ireland. And we also messed around with the accent, and it was a chance to sort of expose the Northern Irish accent to you, my listeners. So Marcus, as you know, is a comedian as well. Of course, I've got lots of comedian friends. And so Marcus recorded this, again, live in front of an audience. And similarly to my my friend Paul Langton, he's decided to challenge me with a bit of complicated, rude slang, which I'm going to have to explain to you. But anyway, here's Marcus's message live at his comedy show, which he does every week in Belfast. So here's Marcus Keeley.
Hi, Luke. It's Marcus. Congratulations on your 300th episode. A lot of fun when I was on it. I hope you have 300 more. And for me and everyone else here at Voicebox Comedy...
Your ma's your dad, you fucking bluebird.
Have fun discussing that.
Okay. Your ma's your dad and you're a fucking glue bag. Oh, God. Okay, your ma's your dad and your dad's your ma. You might remember him saying that one on the podcast before. That's basically your mum is your dad and your dad is your mum. It's a kind of old sort of child, like school playground insult that you might give to someone in Northern Ireland. Your ma's your dad and your dad's your ma. Your mum is your dad and your dad's your mum. You know, a stupid childish insult. Your ma's your dad and your dad's your ma, and you're a fucking glue bag. You're a fucking glue bag. I'll be honest, I'm not sure really what a glue bag is. When I know what literally what a glue bag is, it's a bag of glue. But I don't know what you're a fucking glue bag. I don't really know if that has another meaning. It's just a Northern Irish insult. So that was Marcus Keeley. Now, final two, the last two people. Now, in episode number 292, which was part of my California road trip, I spoke to someone who is, I think, is pretty special, a pretty special guest. He's a bit of a superstar teacher of English. You might know him from his effortless English teaching program. This is none other than the voice of Mr. AJ Hoag.
Hi, this is AJ Hoag of Effortless English, and congratulations, Luke, on reaching 300 episodes for your podcast. Yeah! I just want to say congratulations and that I thoroughly enjoyed meeting you in San Francisco. I enjoyed chatting with you in your hotel lobby, and I hope that in the near future we can talk again. We can compare notes about British and American English. I wish you the best. I wish you continued success, and I wish all of your listeners and fans tremendous success with your English learning. So congratulations again. Mwah! Lots of love to you. See you again.
Isn't that fantastic? Mr. AJ Hoag himself there on Luke's English podcast again. And yeah, I'd love to speak to AJ again in the near future, I hope. Hopefully I can get him on Skype or something. I know he's a very busy man. but it would be good to have him back on the podcast. And then finally, in a recent episode, I had another guest on the podcast, and that was, of course, Jessica from the IELTS Energy podcast. So Jessica, of course, with her lovely, enthusiastic voice, has sent me a comment, and here it is. Here's the voice of Jessica Beck from IELTS Energy podcast.
Hey, Luke, this is Jessica from IELTS Energy and All Ears English. Congratulations on so many episodes. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Your listeners are super lucky to get to hear your natural English and your explanations of how to use humor in English. It's entertaining for native speakers and non-native speakers. So thank you for all of your creative energies and keep up the good work. Congrats!
Thank you, Jessica. Always nice to hear from her. Isn't it interesting that Americans and Brits pronounce the word congratulations slightly differently? Listen to the way I say it. Congratulations. Congratulations. And Americans like congratulations. So it's more of a j sound. Congratulations. And I say congratulations. Ch. So I'm saying congratulations, and in American, congratulations. So it's more like voiced consonant sounds than in the UK. Ah, interesting there. Okay, so that was a bunch of comments from people I've had on the podcast before. That was a little trip down memory lane. You know what? Not only did I receive comments from those former guests on the podcast, I've received little comments and things and messages from various other people. And here are some voice messages from a few special guests. And we're going to start, I know it's hard to believe, but we're going to start with none other than Mr. David Beckham.
Hello, my name's David Beckham, and obviously I'm just here to say congratulations to Luke for achieving 300 episodes. I think he's gone out there, he's done his best, and I think it's paid off. He's obviously tried to have fun with it. He's let his mouth literally do the talking. And, the results have come through. And I think everyone's proud of him. I'm proud of him. The bosses are proud of him. Victoria's obviously proud of him as well. And he's played a blinder. He scored a goal. Well, he actually scored a goal because it's not a football game. It's a podcast. But I've got to try and relate everything to football because that's just the way my brain works. So I just wanted to say congratulations again. Obviously, 300 is amazing. 300 goals in a season, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play every episode of the podcast to my kids. I'm going to listen to it again and again to try and improve my own pronunciation, so I can then go out and try and build a career of myself, of my own, outside of football, so I can try and become a movie star. Thanks a lot, Luke. That's it. I'm David Beckham. Thanks for the podcast. Nice one.
Can you believe it? Can you believe that David Beckham left me a message? Well, there it is. The evidence speaks for itself, doesn't it? But that's not the only one. I've received a number of different messages from various special guests. Here comes another one.
Luke, I am your father. Luke, join me. Come to the dark side. Start teaching American English. It is your destiny.
There's another message there from my dad, Darth Vader. Here's another one. Here's another one. You might know this voice. She's quite famous.
It gives me great, great pleasure to be able to congratulate Mr. Luke Thompson on achieving 300 episodes of his rather fantastic podcast.
Of course, this is the Queen, okay? Just in case you were wondering, this is Her Majesty, the Queen.
Fantastic podcast, which of course has won a number of awards for being the best blog, even though technically it's not a blog, it's a podcast. I've listened to every single episode. In fact, it's rather a tradition now in the palace. We gather around the radio and listen to episodes of the podcast, and we enjoy it immensely. So it's a great joy and pleasure for me to congratulate Mr. Thompson. I'm not going to give him a knighthood. I could do. I'm not going to award him anything. I'm just going to say congratulations. I don't know what's happening to my voice, but that's the end of my message. I'm now going to have a nice cup of tea. Jolly good show. Carry on. Good work.
Wow. What an honour Her Majesty herself chose to leave a personal message for me. God, I feel so sort of touched by that. That's amazing. Who else have I got here? Check this out. This is from none other than Winston Churchill himself.
We will listen on the streets. We will listen on the beaches. We will listen in the air. We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will never stop listening to Luke's English Podcast.
It's an extract from one of the recordings of one of his wartime speeches there. I didn't realise he'd mentioned Luke's English Podcast, but that's amazing, isn't it? Who else here? Another person who we assumed was dead, but apparently is not. Here he is, the king himself. It's Mr. Elvis Presley.
We can go on together with suspicious minds. Hey, Luke. It's me, it's the king. It's Elvis. Just calling to wish you 300 happy episodes of Luke's English Podcast. I've always liked you, Luke. Always have, always will. You just keep on keeping on. Keep the faith. Keep singing those songs. Keep teaching those international boys and girls how to speak English properly, like me, the king. Okay, boy, I'm out now. I'm going to get me a hamburger. Yeah!
Elvis Presley himself, I never realised that he was a cowboy there at the end, but I suppose he did star in a few Western movies. Elvis Presley there. Now, I'm a big fan of films, and it seems that some of my favourite actors even listen to Luke's English Podcast, even though some of them aren't quite as enthusiastic about it as I'd like them to be. This is a message from none other than the fantastic method actor Al Pacino.
Oh, what have we got here? 300 episodes of a fucking podcast. Wow. Hoo-ah. Who do you think you are, you fucking prick? Trying to come here to teach me my own fucking language, you asshole. Get out of my fucking office. Hoo-ah!
Okay, I'll remember not to try and teach any phrasal verbs to Al Pacino in the future, except maybe, fuck off, maybe that could be a phrasal verb. Anyway, I never realised he was such a dick, but there you go. But I also managed to speak to one of Al's best friends, and this is a recording from maybe my favourite actor ever. This is Robert De Niro, of course.
Yo, you son of a bitch, you're very good, eh? You are very good. You're very good, eh? I'm not messing around with you. You're good. You're very good.
Well, at least he's positive, unlike Al Pacino, who's just abusive, really, if anything. So that was Al Pacino and Bob De Niro. But some of my favourite movie characters also got in touch with me. For example, this one from the famous J.R.R. Tolkien Lord of the Rings franchise. This is none other than Gandalf himself.
Hello, Luke. This is Gandalf the Grey. I've been taking a keen interest in your podcast. And for those people who don't listen, I have one thing to say. You shall not pass!
Yeah, good advice there from Gandalf. You know, if you don't listen to the podcast, then you're unlikely to pass your exams, let's be honest. So Gandalf the Grey, but also from the world of music, it seems that people want to get in touch with me too. This is one of my favourite musicians, Mr. Miles Davis.
Hi, my name's Miles Davis. I love playing the trumpet, you know. But when I'm not playing the trumpet, I listen to Luke's English Podcast, and one of the things I love the most about his podcast is that he changes up the style just a little bit in every single episode that he does. Now, I don't care what the critics may say, I'm a big fan of Luke's English Podcast, yeah.
Great. Here's another message from, R2-D2, in fact. Yeah, here's a message from R2-D2. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Such kind words there from R2-D2 himself. It seems I've got another message here from someone called Jeff. I don't know who this is, but anyway, this is a message from someone called Jeff. I don't know how this got into this category, but here it is. Jeff, whoever the hell he is.
All right there, my name's Jeff. I don't know if this is the right place for me to be leaving a message, but I'm doing it anyway. This is the Biscuit Hotline, right? I just wanted to leave a message just to say that... because I'm entering the biscuit competition. I heard that there was a chance I could win a lifetime supply of biscuits. So this is the 45th time I've left a message, and I haven't had a response yet, so I'm just wondering what's going on. Anyway, if you've got any news or information about biscuits, I'd love to know all about them. And I also heard that you might be able to send me free biscuits. So anything, just any biscuit-related information or biscuits, or even just an empty biscuit package, I don't care. If it's related to biscuits in some way, I'm interested. Okay, so my name's Jeff, and that's my biscuit inquiry. Thank you.
I don't know how that got in there. I think that was a mistake. I don't think that was meant to be in there. Jeff, whoever the hell what that was. Here's another lovely message from someone called Gollum.
300 episodes, 300 precious of his own podcast. But we will take it from him, won't we, precious? Yes, Gollum, Gollum.
All right, that wasn't very nice either. That was Gollum. Another one from the music world. He's one of my favourite musicians. It's one of the Beatles. It's George Harrison.
Hello there, this is George Harrison from the Beatles, and I just wanted to say to Luke, congratulations for achieving 300 episodes. That's dead gear and fab and all that.
None other than George Harrison himself. Okay, here's one from someone called Daniel Lazenby Smythe, whoever that is. You remember Daniel Lazenby Smythe?
Hello, everybody. This is Daniel Lazenby Smythe. You might remember me from the Pink Gorilla episode. I'm just leaving this message as a way of congratulating Luke on achieving 300 episodes. Well done, Luke. That's a fantastic achievement. And feel free to come over and visit me in my house anytime in London. Just keep away from all of my endangered animals. Okay, Daniel Lazenby Smythe, thank you.
Oh yeah, Daniel Lazenby Smythe. I must go and visit Daniel again. Just, it's been such a long time. I haven't seen him for ages. But yeah, he's right. I probably should keep away from that weird little zoo of endangered animals that he keeps downstairs in his house. Particularly one of those creatures in the cage at the end of the corridor. I think you know what I'm talking about. Talking of bizarre creatures, here's a message from a Mr. Chewbacca. Ah, good advice indeed from Chewbacca there. Certainly some good advice, good tips on how to improve your pronunciation there in English. Here's a message from another one of my favourite actors. This is none other than the great British actor, Mr. Michael Caine.
Hello, Luke. Now, you may or may not know that my name is Michael Caine, and I'd like to wish you a very, very happy 300th podcast episode. Now, not a lot of people know that you can learn English by listening to conversations, so I suggest that is what everybody does. Now, if everything has been said, which I believe it has, I will sign off. Thank you, Luke, for your podcasts. You are only supposed to teach them bloody English.
Michael Caine there, just leaving a comment. And in fact, the next comment comes from one of Michael's best friends. This is another actor, Sir Roger Moore. In fact, it's Sir Michael Caine as well, I think. And this is also Sir Roger Moore, 007 himself.
Hello, Luke. I'm Roger Moore. I would just like to say congratulations on reaching 300 episodes of Luke's English podcast. I'll have a vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Roger Moore there apparently seems to think he's in some sort of bar or something. I don't know. Here's a nice comment from my old friend Ben Kenobi.
Luke, use the force, Luke.
You must go to the Dagobah system. There you will meet Yoda. And you have to record a podcast episode with him. His grammar is a total disaster, Luke. Use the Force. Teach Yoda how to speak with correct sentence structure.
Okay, Obi-Wan Kenobi there, just giving me a little tip for a possible one-to-one student I could find in the Dagobah system, wherever that is. Here's a mysterious message from someone called Batman, whoever that is.
Hi, I'm Batman. I just wanted to say congratulations. Looks like you recorded 300 episodes of your podcast. That's really impressive. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta punch some people. Thanks a lot for your podcasts.
All right, Batman doing that stupid voice that he usually does. Another musician here. This is the great rock star, the Brit pop star himself, Mr. Liam Gallagher.
Right, Luke. It's your fucking mate, Liam Gallagher. And I'm just, like, fucking phoning to say, like, have a fucking good podcast on that, do you know what I mean? Number 300, not to be sniffed at, you know what I mean? So, anyway, I'm going to fucking, like, get on my way now, but I just thought I'd say, like, you know, have a good show on that, and, you know, show them how it's done in England and that. So, like, fucking take it easy. I'll see you around, yeah? See you around, kid.
Liam Gallagher himself, man. All right, it's pretty good, that. Here's a message from one of my favourite Hollywood directors and the star of the Dirty Harry series. This is Mr. Clint Eastwood. I'm so proud to have him on the podcast. Clint Eastwood, here he is.
I know what you're thinking. Did you record 299 episodes or was it 300? Well, I guess you gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? So, you gonna record 300 more episodes? Or are you going to whistle Dixie?
Okay, that's Clint Eastwood there. Now, you might not know this actor, but the next comment that I received is from one of Britain's most promising actors. He's been in some great British films, like, for example, Dead Man's Shoes, and he's going to appear in the movie version of Macbeth, which will be released soon. And this is the very well-respected actor, Mr. Paddy Considine.
God will forgive them. God will forgive them and let them into heaven. I can't allow that to happen. Oh, sorry, Luke. I was just getting a bit lost in my thoughts there. It's Paddy here, Paddy Considine. Yeah, it's me. I'm a film star of several British films such as Dead Man's Shoes and a couple of other less well-received movies. I just wanted to say... congratulations on reaching 300 episodes of Luke's English podcast. It's water under the bridge, man. Water under the bridge. Let it flow. Anyway, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for losing control back there, man. I don't know what happened. I just don't know what happened. I'm really ashamed of losing control. I'm sorry, mate. So I'll leave you to get on with your 300th episode of Luke's English podcast, man. Enjoy your pot noodle, yeah?
Okay, that was the rather serious Mr. Paddy Considine. And that will probably make sense if you've seen the film Dead Man's Shoes, particularly the pot noodle reference. And I do recommend the film. It's an amazing movie. So we're nearing the end here of these celebrity messages. This one in from... Macca himself, Mr. Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney, one of my favourite songwriters.
Okay, all right, I'm Paul McCartney, and I just wanted to say congratulations for recording 300 episodes of your podcast. Woo! All right, okay, that's really great, you know, that's really fab and groovy. Let's hope you can do 300 more in the future.
Okay, Paul McCartney there. And the final message I received was from none other than the Jedi Master himself. This is a message from Yoda.
300 episodes recorded you have. Yes, very impressive this is. Every single episode listened to, I have. Much progress I have made. Remember, the Force with you always will be.
Oh, that was Yoda. I see what Obi-Wan Kenobi's saying. His sentence structure is a disaster. Like, he's been alive for 600 years, right? Yoda's meant to be one of the most powerful Jedi Masters in the universe. He has the power to move objects just with his mind, massive objects, and yet he can't manage to move the verb into the middle of the sentence. Come on, Yoda, use the Force. Anyway, that was a selection of comments and stuff from some of my more celebrity fans. But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, no, it doesn't. It does not stop there because recently on the podcast, I asked you to send in your impressions of me because apparently I've become some sort of cliche of myself now, particularly the beginning of episodes. And Paul Taylor and me both agreed that it might be a good idea to encourage you to practice your pronunciation by trying to do an impression of me. And I've received, 13 different responses from audience members. So I'm going to go through them now. So the first one here is from Akane from Japan. And here is Akane's impression of me. Here it is.
Hello everybody, this episode of Luke's English Podcast, sponsored by Audible.com. If you'd like to download a free audiobook, just go to audibletrial.com/teacherluke or click one of the buttons on my website that says Audible. Okay, let's get started with another episode, here we go. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.com.uk. Hello everybody, welcome back to an episode of Luke's English Podcast. This one features a conversation with my friend Paul Taylor, who you already know for previous episodes of Luke's English Podcast.
Okay, Akane, thank you very much for your impression. Really nicely done. If I could give you a couple of tips in order to sort of help you improve it even more, one thing I would say is maybe just slow down a little bit. And also, I think you need to work a little bit on some consonant sounds, particularly sort of like the plosive sounds and bilabial sounds. So basically try and make those consonant sounds really clear like when you're doing it. But really great. And I think that you've got some intonation in there too. Nice work, Akane. Let's hear from Alex from Russia. Here he is.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, please visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Okay, that was Alex's little jingle. I mean, it was a bit loud at the beginning. One thing I like about Alex's jingle is that he's got some of the sort of intonation in my voice, in my jingle. .co.uk, because I go quite low when I say UK. Let's have a little listen to that.
For more information, please visit teacherluke.co.uk.
See the way it kind of goes up and down? Yeah, nice one, Alex. Good job. The next one is from Anthony from Spain. And here we go. Here's Anthony's version of my introduction.
Hello, everybody. This episode of Luke English Podcast is sponsored by audiobook.com. If you like to download a free audiobook, just go to audiobooktrial.com/teacherluke or click on one of the buttons on my web that says Audible. Okay, let's get started with another episode. Here we go. You're listening to Teacher Luke English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Luke English Podcast. In this one, we are going to speak with my friend Paul about his experience like a stand-up comedian in French Edinburgh, where he was performing during the whole August. So, good morning, everyone, wherever you are. And you can say, good morning, Lucas. Bye-bye. I am Tolome from Spain.
Thank you, Anthony from Spain. Nice job. I think probably this kind of exercise is very good. I'm sure it's a very good exercise for you. And it's really nice to actually hear from you after reading comments and things from you on the website. I don't know, if I was to give you some advice, I would say, I don't know what you did regarding preparation for that, but one piece of advice I would give you is this, that you take a script, for example, part of the transcript of one of my episodes, and listen to the way that I read that part of the script or the way I say that bit and mark with a pen where I pause and underline the words that I'm stressing and with arrows mark whether they go up or whether they go down. And that visual clue, like visually mapping out the intonation and sentence stress on a script, could help you to try and copy exactly the same thing. So that could help you to keep the rhythm regular and match the rhythm to mine, and also match, you know, certain stressed words and the way that affects the rise and fall of sentences. So I think it's a good exercise. Keep going. Good job. Let's hear from Emma Lee. Here we go.
You are listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teachluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Luke's English Podcast and this exciting and edgy new episode. I hope that you're ready physically, mentally, spiritually, because this is going to be epic. I'm attempting to make this sound slightly more dramatic than it actually is, because this one is all about IELTS test. A test which, if you fail it, the penalty is instant death. I'm just kidding, of course. If you failed IELTS test, it's not instant death. Usually you have to wait about 3 working days.
Okay, Emma Lee, that was really good. I have to say, really, really good. I love the way you're pausing. I like the way that your voice goes up and down. And you did bring a sort of drama, a sense of drama to that reading. Really good, actually. Really, really good. I like that. I like that version. Good job. Keep going. Keep it up. Next is Frankie from Italy. Let's listen to Frankie's impression. Here we go.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, please visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Luke's English Podcast. How are you? I hope that you're fine. Well, I always say that at the beginning of an episode. Well, I genuinely hope that you're fine. So, wherever you are in the world, hi to you, and stay tuned, and I hope you have fun.
Okay, Frankie, thanks a lot for sending that in. Again, good. I think that I can definitely hear the right kind of intonation, and you're copying my intonation quite well, particularly in the jingle, but also just pausing and the way that my voice rises and falls. I think you're copying that pretty well. Good job. This one now is from Hyatt from Algeria. Here we go.
You are listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, listeners. I hope you are doing well. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Today's episode is all about competition with the best recording of you copying the way I speak. I have received loads of leper imitation, and it was an absolute pleasure for me to listen to you imitating my voice. In fact, not just my voice, but also the way I generally introduce Luke's English Podcast.
Great, great, Hyatt, really great. And you took the words right out of my mouth, in fact, because it is great to listen to everyone doing their impressions. Really good. And again, really nice intonation and a good rhythm. Just two things. One of them is absolute. I think it was absolute pleasure. So the stress on the word absolute is on the first syllable. So an absolute pleasure. And what was the other thing? The only two things I noticed.
My voice. In fact, not just my voice, but also the way I generally introduce Luke's English Podcast.
Right. Just the word generally. So again, generally is on the first syllable too. So the way I generally introduce. So not generally, but generally. So absolute and generally, they're both stressed on the first syllable. But really good, really nice impression, Hyatt. I like the sound of your voice. This is Hideki from Japan.
You are listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. So, how are you? I hope you are fine. I hope you are doing well. I'm fine, thanks. As you may realize already, I'm not Luke from Luke's English Podcast. I'm Hideki from Japan, so maybe you can hear my Japanese accent. I'm just copying him. That's it. Thank you very much. Bye, 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 bye.
Okay, nice little bye, bye, bye at the end there, Hideki. Yeah, it's nice to hear from Hideki. He's got a bit of a Japanese accent, but that's quite nice. I like hearing Japanese voices. So good job, Hideki. Thanks for sending me your recording. Let's hear from Isabel now. I don't know where Isabel is from, but this is Isabel.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Right, again, good use of the rise and fall, .co.uk. In fact, I go .co.uk. So I like the way you copied that. It's a good job.
For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Yeah, .co.uk. Nice. I don't know where Isabel's from, but that was very nice. Now, this one is from Ksenia, who is a sort of regular listener to Luke's English Podcast. And this is Ksenia's imitation of me.
You are listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to this award-winning podcast. How are you today? I realize that you can't really answer me, but you can always leave your comments and your thoughts in the comment section to this or else any other episode of this podcast. Before we start, let me remind you that this episode is brought to you by Audible.com. If you want to download a free audiobook, just go to audibletrial.com/teacherluke. Or just click on one of the pictures on my website that says Audible. Okay, let's get started.
Wow, really good, Ksenia. Really, really good. I love your intonation. Really nicely done. And thanks also for giving Audible a little bit of a plug there. And just to remind everyone, yes, if you want to get a if you want to download a free audiobook, you still can. audibletrial.com/teacherluke. That's where you go. All the details are on my website. Thank you, Ksenia. Nice to hear your voice. Let's go to Japan. This is Saya from Yokohama in Japan.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, you can visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. How are you? I hope you're fine. Well, you might find my voice is different from the last episode, but who cares? I'm Luke, of course, because this is Luke's English Podcast. By the way, I'm good at Japanese accent, because as I said in the last episode, I'm actually a Japanese. Luke no English Podcast. See? Now you trust me, right? Anyway, let's move on to the main part. Here we go.
Wow, really impressive, Saya. Really good. Yeah, you've got a lovely sounding accent. And again, I like the way that you're rising and falling and the pausing and the right intonation.
For more information, you can visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Very nice, isn't it, that? Yeah, a little bit of Japanese there as well.
A Japanese. Luke no English Podcast.
Luke no English Podcast desu. Hai. Okay, that was Saya from Yokohama. Next, we're going to have Saul. I don't know where Saul comes from either, but this is Saul's impression.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.com.uk. Hello, listeners. How are you doing? It's a beautifully clear and sunny September day here. This time of year always reminds me of going back to school after the summer holidays. So because of that, I'm going to talk to you about some teaching experiences in various schools I have worked in over the years.
Good job. Yes, I can definitely hear bits of sentence stress working and intonation and all that kind of thing. Good job. Well done. I think this is a good exercise. Let me hear from another listener from Japan, but this is not Saya. This is Saya from Japan. So another person. Here we go. Another Japanese listener.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. In the last episode, I was talking about culture shock experiences in London.
So I worked in London for ages and ages for, you know, lots of years. And I met lots of students from around the world. And they would often ask me the same questions, things they didn't understand about London life, or things that confused them or frustrated them. Things like, you know, the food, the public transport system, even why we have two taps in the bathroom. And I've decided to I'm going to go through the list of the most common complaints that students have had about life in London and try to explain the reasons why these things happen.
Thank you very much, Saya. Wow, you even sort of like copied the bits where I paused and the bits where I said and stuff like that. Really good. Now, I did notice that you're definitely making an effort to add in intonation, like the way that, you know, the voice goes up and down and so on. And I know that for Japanese people, sometimes that can be a little bit tricky, but no, you're doing a good job there. Well done. Keep it up. And this is the last one. Now, this is Surf from Thailand. And yeah, this will be the last one. I expect that you're going slightly insane listening to this, hearing the jingle over and over and over again. But this is the last one. This is Surf from Thailand. Here we go.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello there. Welcome back to another episode of Luke's English Podcast. How are you? I hope you're fine. I always say that at the beginning of episode, but I suppose it's a kind of habit now, isn't it? I have to start with something. So why not start by asking you how you are? Obviously, you can't really respond. You can always leave a comment on the website or send me a message. Or just imagine you're responding your own head. You can do whatever you like because this is Luke's English Podcast, okay? And I like to encourage a sense of freedom and a sense of, you know, there are no boundaries.
Okay, Surf, thanks very much. I think you've done very well. I know that in Thailand, many people find it very difficult to pronounce words and sentences in English because the pronunciation system is so different in Thailand. But it's clear that you've definitely done well, and this sort of exercise, I think, is very good for you. I would just let's look at two words. One of them is suppose. So I want you to repeat the word suppose and see if you can get that z sound. Suppose, right? Suppose. And the other one is another. So let's try and get that the sound. And that's made by literally the tip of your tongue touching the underside of your top teeth like that. And you use your voice while you're doing it. The. So you start with the tip of the tongue touching the underside of the top teeth. And you go and then you move the tongue away. The. Okay. Another. I suppose this is another podcast. I like the way you say podcast. That's good. It sounds like you've got a British accent there, but let's just practice that sentence. I suppose this is another episode of Luke's English Podcast. Suppose another. Yeah. All right. There you go. So that's pretty much it for this. Now, I've been recording for 2 hours, so I think this is going to have to be 2 episodes of the podcast. I think I'm just going to finish by just reading out a few messages from people on Facebook. So Rajesh says, thank you so much. I mean, am I going to read all of these out? Am I going to read them out? I think I probably should. Okay. This is going to be the end of the episode, but I've got a few things to read out. I'm going to read some of them. Rajesh, it says, thank you so much, Master Luke, for all the wonderful podcasts. You are and you will be a great teacher for all the learners of English around the world. I think many generations continue to reap the benefits of your hard work in the years to come. You're a unique teacher with full of kindness and passion for helping the learners and making them learn English effortlessly and joyfully. That's really sweet. There are more comments from some listeners who regularly make comments. I don't think I have time to read them all out. I'm sorry about that, but you can read them all. I've put them all on the page for this episode on Luke's English Podcast. I think this is going to be 2 episodes. We've got episode number 300, part one, and episode number 300, part two. I'll work out a way of dividing this into two later on. Thank you very much for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Seriously, thank you so much. If I, you know, if people didn't listen to this, then I wouldn't be doing it. You know, I would just think, why bother? But the fact is that many people do listen to this. People send me messages, and it's sort of like keeps me locked into it, basically. But I said this at the beginning of the episode. I'd like to appeal to you again that I would just say, if you feel like listening to this podcast has helped your English, and if you feel like it's entertained you at all, then please do consider making a donation just to help the podcast, just to sort of put something in. It's really the most sincere way that you can say thank you. Now, I know that many of you around the world just aren't really in a position to donate. So don't worry, okay? Don't worry. But if you feel like you're in a position where you could contribute something to help pay me back for all the work that I've been doing, and as a sincere way of saying thank you for the work that I've put into this, then why not consider going onto the website, teacherluke.co.uk, find a yellow donate button, just click it. You can use PayPal, just send me a couple of dollars, okay? And that would just be the best way to make me feel like you really appreciate my work. Okay, right, that's it. So 300 episodes done. Let's do another 300. Okay, right, thanks very much again for listening, and I will speak to you all again soon on the podcast. Okay, all right then. So for episode number 300, this is it. Goodbye. Bye. Thanks again for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.